If your legs will let you, would you stand to worship God? And Mary said, "My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God my Saviour, for he has remembered me, his lowly servant." We join together to sing, "Once in Royal David's City," which you could look up in your book if you like at 167, but you might find it'll also be projected.
Let us pray. Gracious God, with joy and thanksgiving we gather as your people. We have come to hear again the timeless story of Christ's birth. In the excitement of this night, quiet our hearts that we may know the peace and fullness of this holy time. Shine, O light, in the darkness of our world. Sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace among those God favor. This we pray in the name of the child of Bethlehem. Amen. Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Small and insignificant, yet for this nothing town, from this nothing town will come the one who will be king. Its history might be great. It was David's town after all, but contemporarily it was a bit out of it. And yet, God is at work.
A reading from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. The Lord says, Bethlehem, Ephratah, you are one of the smallest towns in Judah. But out of you I will bring a ruler for Israel, whose family line goes back to ancient times. So the Lord will abandon his people to their enemies until the woman who is to give birth has her son. Then those Israelites who are in exile will be reunited with their own people. When he comes, he will rule his people with the strength that comes from the Lord and with the majesty of the Lord God himself. His people will live in safety, because people all over the earth will acknowledge his greatness, and he will bring peace. Amen.
O little town of Bethlehem.
Thank you.
In a time when a woman had no legal standing, could not be a witness, was the possession of her father and then went on to be the possession of her husband, and everything that she had, even the clothes on her back, belonged to him, God sends an angel to a woman, and God chooses to intervene through this young woman. And God speaks through the angel to the young woman. And in that moment, she is a witness to the power of God.
Second reading is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus is announced. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was descendant of the King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. There is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Amen.
We join to sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Thank you.
story is told in the context of the powerful rulers, men who we now know only as bit part players in the history of the carpenter's son from Nazareth. And once these people were really important, and what they thought really mattered. But the one who turned the world upside down was even then coming into the world.
At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. Amen.
So depending on your age, this might be the song that takes you back to school. It was on a starry night.
Thank you.
In those times, if you were a devout person, then certain physical things were expected of you. And if you were a shepherd, then those things were physically impossible for you. You could not keep the rules and laws of your faith. Therefore, those who were shepherds were outsiders, outside of orthodox religious life. Yet they hear from an angel and they move into action.
The shepherds and the angels. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the nights in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day, in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see these things that has happened, with which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praise to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. Amen.
Join to sing while shepherds watched their flocks.
Thank you.
outside again. Outside of this pure, holy nation who believed in keeping themselves separate, into their history comes those people who have studied the stars. They make their mistake when they assume that the leader of the people will be involved in those signs. Herod is reminded by his scholars of Bethlehem. He, Herod, who has slaughtered wives and sons, needs no lesson about death as a tool to protect his position, and he will use it. One wonders in what sense those who came looking for him were wise.
Visitors from the East. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be king of the Jews? We saw the star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem, in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judea, and from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel.'" So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were. What joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They then went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother, Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. After they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Herod will be looking for the child in order to kill him. So get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you to leave." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and left during the night for Egypt, where he stayed until Herod died. This was done to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true: "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod realized that the visitors from the east had tricked him, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its neighborhood who were 2 years old and younger. This was to be done in accordance with what he had learned from the visitors about the time when the star had appeared. In this way, what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. "A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children. She refuses to be comforted, for they are dead."
Britain's favourite carol in the bleak midwinter. Bit of a shock, that one, isn't it? Yeah, in the bleak midwinter, we join to sing. Going to lead us in prayer. We know that people come to sing carols from a whole range of faith places, and it might be that you wouldn't feel comfortable praying in public. Well, I invite you to use this time to think and to reflect. But for those who would, let us pray. upside-down God, the King born as a baby. We pray for the nations of the world, leaders and governments. That they would pursue peace, not war, and put as much energy and political will into peacemaking as we have put into war making through the centuries. Upside down God, the creator of the world with no place to stay, forced to move and to be a refugee, we pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those who are homeless in Kingston. We recognize there are hidden homeless people, but we also know that there are street homeless, and we pray for them, and we pray for Kingston Church's action on homelessness. We pray for those who are asylum seekers and refugees in our land, in the continent of Europe. And we pray for those who can find no place of safety and certainly no welcome. Upside down God, Prince of Peace, who dies on a cross. We pray for those who suffer violence in their homes, in the streets, from individuals, from states. Upside down God, creator of the universe and yet intimately concerned with each one of us, we bring our prayers for those that we know, for those that are burdened, for those that are ill, for those that are sad, for those that are bereaved. We pray. Upside down God, the crucified one who rose again, bring healing from our pain, joy for our sorrow, and new life, even in the face of death. And we bring our prayers, those spoken and those offered in our minds and hearts. We bring them all in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us now make our offering.
Behind you.
We join to pray. What can I give him? To which the answer is, nothing that he has not first given to us. We return this money, aware of the talents and gifts and skills that have allowed us to earn it, and we return these lives which you have given, and we ask for your guidance to know how to use them wisely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on the order of service, you'll see the acts of worship that we're having over the whole of the Christmas season. You'll be most welcome to come and join us. And please, when we finish worshipping tonight, we'll make you a cup of tea or a coffee and give you a mince pie, and it's served out there in the foyer. Please come and join us if you've got the time. And if you haven't got the time and you're busy and we're not going to see you again over the season, season's greetings. Merry Christmas. Spread the love and tell everybody else. Hurrah. God separate and yet God in Jesus. So it is the Logos, it is the Word who is made flesh. Or in another translation, moves into the neighborhood.
First chapter of the Gospel of St. John. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on everyone. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him.
He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. Amen.
O come, all you faithful, let us sing. God who gives hope be with us as we journey. May the God who gives us life enfold us with courage and with love until heaven comes on the earth and all creation shouts for joy. Amen.